We want to calculate the percentage abundance of uranium-235 and uranium-238 2 billion years ago if the abundance today is 0.7% and 99.3% respectively. The increased percentage of uranium-235 probably allowed natural nuclear reactors to occur. Explain why such a reaction cannot occur today. If you remember in the textbook, we talked about the fact that it looked like about 2 billion years ago there was a natural nuclear reaction that occurred in Africa, in what's now uranium ore mine, because 2 billion years ago there was an increased abundance of uranium-235 with respect to uranium-238. So let's go through now and try to calculate what that abundance was 2 billion years ago. So what we know now is we have uranium-235 and uranium-238. We know what their percentage abundances are. That was given to us, 0.7% and 99.3% today. We want to find out what it was 2 billion years ago. Okay, so I think we just want to use the radioactive decay law to do this. Now let's go ahead and take the ratios. We know what it is today, so today we know that the number of uranium-235 over uranium-238, and we know it's going to be in the ratio of these percentages, so let's just multiply both of them by 1,000 percentages, and we know this is 7 over 993. That's all I've done is just taken the percentage abundance today and gotten rid of the percentage signs and the decimals. I mean, this could be 0.7 over 99.3, whatever. Now, let's use the radioactive decay law where N sub 0, the time that we're going to start, is 2 billion years ago. So 2 billion years ago, the number of uranium-235 is N sub 0, e to the minus lambda 1 t divided by the number 2 billion years ago of uranium-238, e to the minus lambda 2t. Now the lambda, the 1 and the 2, the 1 stands for uranium-235 and the 2 stands for uranium-238. It just gets to be a problem sometimes writing all these out. So let's go, what we want to do now is to solve for the ratio of N sub 0 of uranium-235 over the number of uranium-238. So let's solve for this right here. So we're going to have N sub 0 of 1, which remember is uranium-235, over that of 2, which is uranium-238. So now let's take this and move it over to here, because we're going to solve for this. So this is going to be e to the minus lambda 2t. When I take it over there, when I take this down here, it's going to be e to the minus lambda 1t, but when I put it up in the numerator, it's going to be plus lambda 1t times 7 over 993. Okay, so I've solved for this over this, and I have this. Now we can rewrite this as 7 over 993 times the exponential of, what is it, we're going to have a plus lambda, lambda 1 minus lambda 2 times t, and remember this t now is going to be 2 billion years, because what we have here is the ratio 2 billion years ago, this is what it is today, so the time that we have here is going to be 2 billion years. Let's first of all find out what the lambda 1 minus lambda 2 times t is. Let's calculate that. So lambda 1 minus lambda 2 t is equal to 0.693 times, I've already got the 0.693, so what I want is 1 over the half-life of 1, remember that's uranium-235, I will go ahead and write it out, minus 1 over the half-life of 238, still times t. Well, this number, you can look it up, you can look this up in the appendix, the half-life of uranium-235 is 7.04 times 10 to the 8th years, and the half-life of uranium-238 is 4.47 times 10 to the 9th years. So now let's put all this together, and T, remember, is 2 times 10 to the 9th years, 2 billion years. So let's put this in here, take 1 over 7.04 times 10 to the 8th, minus 1 over 4.47 times 10 to the ninth. And you can do that in your calculator pretty easily. When I did that, I got 1.659. Because I'm multiplying a year here, and I have a year in the denominator, so the time cancels out. So now we're down to n sub 0. Let me go ahead and put the uranium-235 in. Uranium-235, the number of uranium-235 2 billion years ago over the number of 238 uranium 2 billion years ago is equal to, where are we now, 7 over 993 times the exponential of 1.659. And if you calculate that, you get 0.037. So the ratio 2 billion years ago, remember this ratio now is 7 over 993. So, you know, presently this is about like 0.007. So it's 5 times larger 2 billion years ago. So the difference being that apparently 2 billion years ago, the uranium-235, see, uranium-235 has a lower half-life, so it decays quicker than uranium-238 does. 2 billion years ago, there was a higher percentage of uranium-235, and that was enough abundance to allow this natural nuclear reaction. Nowadays, there is so little uranium-235 that there's not enough of the uranium-235 close together to have the critical reaction, but apparently 2 billion years ago, this ratio of abundances was high enough that that could actually happen.